other dimensions. Well, the key to life, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvia.
This is Sylvia Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical, paranormal, and spiritual information show that is designed to stretch your mind and help you to think outside of the box. And on today's show, as usual, my husband Mick will be deep trance channeling, and with the aid of our spirit friends, we are going to be talking about the affinity with care. And if you would like to phone us with a question relating to our subject, it's not readings today, but if you want to join us in with our discussion, then you can phone us. It's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And in the U.S., the number to call is 877-876-5227. Canada is 888-810-8322. And international callers is 001-530-876-3222.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery, as well as Spirit's Work on the wonderful bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST. We have another radio show, and that's called Spirit Teaching on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you want to know more about us, our books, CDs, Book and Akashic Reading, or any of the other services we have to offer, please do go and visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, and also at www.spiritsworkradio.com. As Sylvie said, I am a deep trance medium, and each week, live on the show, I channel Gregory Hay, who had an Earth life 300 years ago. I have the ability to completely hand over my body to the spirit world so they may use it to speak through, and I know absolutely nothing about what has happened during this time. When I go into the deep trance state, my conscious mind and my spirit are transported elsewhere by the spirit team who work with us. And then they bring me back again at the end of the show when the spirit communicator leaves. I don't only miss the whole show, but I very rarely remember where it is they took me either. Sometimes I do, and that's okay. It doesn't really matter. I don't have any mind on that one way or another, no thoughts really. It just doesn't matter, it's part of the job. Anyway, so without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie. Have a great show then. Right, and bye.
Thanks, Mick. As regular listeners will know by now, Gregory is the spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group. And they consist of many great minds, as well as ordinary people. And between them, they have access to vast knowledge and insight. They've come to bring their teachings because there is a need for us to have an understanding beyond the constraints of our human minds. The subject matter we cover, whether in our books or on our radio shows, is limitless and will hopefully help you to become more knowledgeable and better informed as to the nature of your existence on Earth, as well as your continued life after physical death. We do not have any religious bias or political persuasions, and our mission is only to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to share. And if anybody has a show suggestion that they would like us to do, any topic that you find fascinating or interesting or puzzling, then it doesn't matter what it is, you just get in touch with us and email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com and we'll take a look. And pretty much most of the time we can accommodate, so don't worry about if you wonder if it would be possible or not, just get in touch. And also we will be doing our next round of mini-free Akashic readings on the show on the 13th of August and the 16th of August, that's the Monday and Thursday show. So if you would like to sign up for that now, because we're going to be away for some of July, If you would like to start signing up for that now, then you can do that, and that would be fine. We will need your full name at birth. That's your first, middle, and last name. Okay. We will need your date of birth. We will need your telephone number, one question, and email this to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Okay. Alternatively, if you want a full Akashic or a private Akashic reading of whatever length, we have on our site all the details that you can pop along there and have a look, see what you fancy. You might rather a personal reading. Obviously, the Gregory does cram a lot of information into the 10-minute Akashic readings that he does live on air, but obviously, if you want something a little more in-depth, then do get in touch. With the show readings, you will find out who your doorkeeper is, that's your guardian angel. You will find out what soul group you're from, and lots of other good information and interesting information about your life in the spirit world before you came here. And obviously, you will have a chance to ask one question as well at the end. So your Akashic reading is basically a reading from your book of life, and it's absolutely fascinating. So we look forward to hearing from you. Just email enq@spirit-teaching.com. But today, we are going to be talking about affinity with care. And I do believe Gregory is with us now.
Yes, hello, friend.
Hi.
With love and light, as always, friend.
Thank you. So, well, where would you like to start on this?
Yes, well, the point is, with this whole situation about affinity with anything, it is how a human being reacts to their environment or to the cause in physical life, or how they react to something which is spiritual, perhaps their religious calling. But also, we are looking at ways in which the energy that you bring out from deep within you is something which is actually affecting the environment and the world around you. And if you do not realize this, you may be causing energy pollution, in a sense. Because what you are creating, if you are careless, then you will actually create disharmony. You will possibly create mindful acts of negativity toward you, and also from other people toward other situations within the situation, within the in the parity between you and somebody else.
Is there somebody there?
Yes, my name is... Hello, Sylvie.
Oh, hello, who's this?
My name is Brian.
Okay.
I'm from Indiana.
Oh, hi, Brian. Hi.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, Brian. Hello. Very nice to talk to you, friend.
Thank you. I had a question for you.
Yes.
My question is, I've been seeing in my physical vision streaks of purple and flashes of blue.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, am I developing psychically?
Yes, my dear friend. Streaks of purple and flashes of blue in your vision is really to do with a situation of your vibration is quickening.
So
this means, my dear friend, as your vibration is quickening, in other words, I can just tell from your voice in any event, I do not have to see you, or that the situation is you are open, you are very open to change, you are a person who is not stuck in their ways. You can see that there are great illuminations possible in your life, and this is something which has really opened your mind and your eyes to so many things. Therefore, my friend, your vibration is quickening and you are beginning to experience different situations around you. Your skin will tingle at very odd moments. You will feel, in fact, quite sensitive at times to other people's interaction with you. And this is all part of the course.
Yes, I'm starting to feel the energy around me.
Yes. So, my dear friend, what you need to do is you need to begin to use that energy. You need to utilize it, connect with it. You need to actually be able to feel and understand what these sensitivities mean. So I suggest to you, my dear friend, that you meditate, that you actually use the situation of silent meditation. Don't meditate with music or any other guided form of meditation. If you meditate in silence, you will actually make a much stronger contact with the spirit world. Ask those who may be working with you to step forward, to be closer to you. Obviously, as well, you will need to actually be able to invite your highest guides and helpers second to none. That's something that we always ask people to say in an invocation or something like that before you start to sit, to make sure that those are the highest energies possible for you to be bathed in, and also that you are going to be protected, of course.
Yes, it's always an honor to talk with the spirit world and talk to connection with my angelic realm, the angelics. And so I'm very open to this, Gregory, and I really appreciate that.
Yes, yes, and this is the whole point, my dear friend. You really will accelerate far, far more. The more that you meditate, and I'm not saying I don't want you to spend hours and hours doing it. I'm just saying just 20 minutes in any one day. And
yes,
if you do just do that every day, friend, as fit it into your cycle of life, that is something which will be so rewarding. I'm sure you're going to get so much from it. In fact, I'm being told, in fact, that you're going to have some quite strong physical events around you.
Ah, thank you.
Which will happen, which are part of the spirit world interactivity with you. You have a great deal of energy, so much to give to so many people.
Well, I appreciate that, Gregory, and my love and light to the spirit world.
Yes, thank you so, my dear friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. God bless.
And God bless you, and thank you, Sylvie.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. You see, you have a being who, this is exactly what I'm talking about. If you have affinity with care, you are a caring being. You're not just being caring toward something that you do, perhaps your job or something like that. This is about a total transition from the selfish, oftentimes selfish, attitude that many human beings have, and really transcending that work ethic into something of much greater value. The point is, I feel, that for so many people on your side of life, that you may feel as though the things that you do in your life are not honored. Perhaps partly because you do not honor them yourself. Like our friend just now, he was saying how honored and respectful he felt with connection with the spirit world. And what I'm saying is that that is an honor that you have to bring about to yourself as well. It's not just about connection with the spirit world. It is also about how you see yourself, your self-care. Do you abuse yourself? Do you abuse yourself with your thoughts? Do you abuse yourself with your physical activity, the way that you behave in your physical life? Can oftentimes leave you to feeling that you have created something negative about your life cycle, which invariably will come back and bite you. And quite rightly so. I understand, though, many people will feel, well, other people get away with it. That you maybe observe some human beings as though they are in this cycle of life almost untouched by anything that they create, even if they create absolute mayhem, whether that is political or whether it is to do with their emotional field. Perhaps it is to do with an emotional block that they have, or perhaps they create emotional disadvantage for other people merely by their behavior. This is something that you as a physical being can most definitely be mindful of, that you can create a completely different semblance of yourself purely by your actions and your thoughts. I know we have talked a great deal in the past about actions and people's thoughts and the way that people actually interact with their life. It's so important, that's why we keep talking about it. Because the more that you've come to understand as an individual being that you can bring about a greater situation in your life experience purely by the way you act yourself toward other people, that means distinctly that you will make a difference to your life. You will make a difference, firstly, by the way in which you vibrate. That means your affinity with care will actually bring you into an alignment of the vibration of harmony. This means you being a more harmonic person, you will find that you're a nicer person to be around. You will find also, similar perhaps to a Buddhist monk, that they actually are able to be in the company of other beings, and other beings will come to them, not necessarily human, in such a way as to acknowledge their harmonic environment that they create simply because of the energy vibration which, in a sense, flows from them. And that can flow from you. I'm saying you don't have to wear pretty colored robes or even drab ones in order for you to be a harmonic being. You don't have to be pious over it either. You don't have to lead a saintly life. But what you can do is approach the area of your own care, the care of yourself, and the things that you create with your environment, leaving perhaps whether you create a harmful footprint of where you have been, or perhaps whether you leave a positive one, something which perhaps many people now begin to associate with in their physical life. Yes, I understand that life is moving forward, that life is beginning to have a very definite effect upon many people's view, perhaps because they are becoming spiritually evolutionized. The evolutionary scale of this is something which will have a dramatic effect. Don't, in the same breath, rely solely upon the power of the coming of this or that cycle. 2010 may certainly not have any effect upon you, not physically, not physically, nor mentally, nor spiritually. And that's a fact. Because if you do not have affinity with care, if you are not spiritually motivated and aware, if you do not make any attempts to raise your vibration of awareness and lead a more positive life, a more loving vibration within the people around you, then you will lack the possibility of actually ascending to anything or even being creative within that force.
Did you mean 2012, not 2010?
Yes. Well, no, Well, no, I'm saying that there are many more than just 2012. I'm saying there's 2010, 2016, I've heard, 2014. Just really hedging their bets, I feel, on whatever the energy may come or what type of energy field may come. I understand the energy field is supposed to be starting around 2010, which is why I mentioned it.
All right.
But you see, the point is that the energy is now. It's not then. The situation, the cycle which you create is now. It's a change in your thoughts. It's a change in your physical dimension. It's the change of your property. What you aspire to as a physical being depends so much upon your vocation, upon what it is you want to create for your life and for the life of your children. who are to come after you. Some people have an affinity with selfishness. We know this. We can see it in the lips, from words that are to be uttered, or upon the throat from which it speaks. We can see this from the minds made up, that they will take all they can from physical life and damn the rest. Perhaps because they feel they are chosen for this task, or they are just chosen, simply, by God. Emissaries of some faith or other.
Well, normally, we tend to only maybe get an inkling of our worth when others tell us.
Yes.
You know, well, obviously, so there are people that are the opposite, that have got a huge ego, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about...
No, let's not give them the energy.
No, no. I'm talking about creating this affinity with care within ourselves and realizing the need for it. We tend to only... it's only when other people maybe tell us of our worth or praise us in some way about us as a being, and even then it's difficult to believe when it's you, that we get an inkling that maybe we are an okay person.
Yes, oh, absolutely. That is so true. The point is, of course, that people are reluctant to accept praise, even when it is due, because they then feel embarrassed by it.
Oh yeah.
No, you don't mean me. Quite simply, because human beings are not ready. They are not, in a sense, creative enough to be able to accept that someone else can see the things you do as being something of good and worth. And so this really is about a mindset that some people are fixed within their lives about their well-being, about the fact that perhaps their value is something which is less than everyone else or than other people. So therefore, if you feel that your value is significantly less or insignificant even to the lives of the world, then surely it means, purely by that thought and statement, that you, in fact, will not have the impact you could have upon that world, purely and simply because you have already diminished your vibration by thinking in that way. What human beings have to realize is that it is incumbent upon every single thought you have, whether you create positivity or negativity. And I am very well aware that many, many people have a great deal of problem with this, quite simply because it's so difficult to keep upon that environment. You may wobble almost every day. You may wobble many times in a day, thinking perhaps that the coat of negativity is something which is ever threatening and present in your environment, almost as though you're a little fish in a large pond waiting for the sharks to come and eat you. And that is so much a situation that people have entertained about their life and just go on doing it. In just the same way, we can say that you have a situation of an inability for human beings to feel that they even have a voice, quite simply because that feeling and that sensitivity is something which has been drilled into them. Into every one of you, you've been told that you do not have a voice. Isn't that what everyone has kept on saying for the last 20 or 30 years? Though you don't have a voice, you are overpowered by these large conglomerate companies which control the planet. Therefore, you have no control. These companies control government. So therefore, you have no sway. You have no democracy. It doesn't exist. It's a fallacy. Aren't you being told by that is the case all of the time throughout the imagery of press, of media? You are told that you are insignificant, and therefore human beings constantly feel that they are, that they're betraying themselves purely by thinking or by trying to think outside of the box of the mind in trying to illuminate positivity. When other people around them are saying, oh no, you're just not seeing the real thing. You're not in reality. We in fact do not have any sway in anything. Democracy is dead. It died 50, 80 years ago, perhaps. Perhaps at the turn of the century when I understand it was Roosevelt who actually dictated a great deal of the system of change that needed to be there and laid in stone about certain situations of democracy in this fair country of which I now speak. And that apparently all of that led to nothing because there was a change of heart and that people saw that they wanted to give power to companies. And instead, that then meant that everyone was beholden to them and whatever they wanted. This is why you feel disempowered. This is why you feel powerless. And this also, of course, comes down to the central critique, the central idea that you as a being are useless, worthless, that you have no affinity with anything except doing someone else's bidding when it suits them. Because that is the mode in which, unfortunately, many people are fixed because they cannot see their way out. So what I'm saying is that there is a way out. There are many ways out for you to deal with this. Speak up is one thing. We've talked about this often, haven't we? We have said about the value of speech, about the value of the mind, opening up not to being leftist, not to being principled in politically one specific way, but really just to open your eyes, to look at the planet and say, oh yes, I can see what's happening now. That this, in fact, is a very dire situation of which we have been brought. And we observe this, we are making this a point, purely and simply, because we observe this from our side of life and we can see the very grave mistakes that human beings make because they lack a voice, because they lack affinity with their own care.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and as Gregory said, we're talking about the affinity with care. If you'd like to call and have a little discussion about anything that we're talking about or ask Gregory a question, it's toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. And Canada is also toll-free, 888-810-8322. It's not free on the international call, but it's only a quick phone call. I don't think it costs too much. And that's 001-530-876-3222.
You see, my friend, the reason why I mentioned Mr. Roosevelt, and he is an honorable gentleman, always has been, always will be, is simply because he could see the truth. And he could understand that freedom of the individual, their mind and their physicality, whilst having a physical life, was of utmost importance. And anything else was superficial or dangerous, possibly, and a criminal act against humanity. And the point is that we are trying to make here is that in the footsteps of such a great man that you had on physical life, and we're so happy that he's with us here, is really to do with the way in which human beings create life themselves and the way that that life is maybe even created in poverty, poverty of the mind, unable to think outside of just being an observer and not being able to stand up and say something when it actually is against your own self-feeling. Because if you think that you do not have a voice, then you won't speak. It's one of the reasons why we try to encourage people to have a voice. is so that when you do hear the sound of your voice, it's not necessarily that you will like it, because it's something new and different to you, perhaps. But the point is that the more that you do speak, the more your mind, your physical brain, will become connected to your consciousness. The more you do this, the more you will be able to create those connections to be able to establish a rapport. This is coming from your intuitive state. What is your intuitive state? It is your psychometry of life. It is your ability to connect with your spirit to enable you to be inspirational. Because your spirit is all about inspiration. It's all about connecting you to the spirit world. Don't forget, your spirit is in the spirit world. It's not here in physical life. Your spirit doesn't leave the physical life when you pass, because your spirit is always in the physical life and always in the spirit world. I'm saying the state in the physical life for your spirit is just temporary. Only it is within the physical life when you are living and having that physical experience. When you pass, your spirit is still where it always was and will remain so for eternity. It's just really that your spirit enables you to have a physical existence when that physicality is appropriate.
Yes, it's just the invisible part of you, isn't it?
Yes.
Basically, it's not like, you know, I think it's because people think the spirit world is over there or up there somewhere or, you know, away,
yes,
away. But it's
yes,
actually just with you, but it's in the spirit world.
Yes, in a different, altered dimension.
Yes, so we're talking about vibrations there, aren't we?
Yes,
really?
Absolutely. That is very true.
In a different vibration.
Yes, and so, of course, when you get up to speak, to say something, when you're connected, when you are intuitively talking, you are connecting with your spirit, therefore you are raising your vibration. You are speaking on a higher level. That doesn't mean to say that you'll always be doing that, particularly if you're angry. You won't be speaking on a higher level then, perhaps. Or maybe it will be anger which evokes the connection between your physical self and your spirit, purely because perhaps you have something very inspirational to say, and that you are angered by things which you see around you, which are clearly and plainly mistrustful, or which are negative, or which are something that you can see are against humanity. Then, of course, you have every right to raise that energy level to whatever it needs to be in order to get your point across. That's my point, really. People do not have that affinity with their own speech. No matter what language you talk, it doesn't matter. I know that some languages are perhaps seen as being more negative or more influential than others. But the point is it's the acquiescence of mind. It is that which is within you that you understand and can relate to, but that you can also step outside of using the inspiration from your spirit to be able to connect you so that you can bring some wisdom and truth to life. From your perspective, I understand that everyone's individual. They all have their own little place to come from. Their own degree of wisdom comes from what they see and understand. And it doesn't mean to say that wisdom is only at the part of one particular party or political process. It isn't to do with that. Wisdom is about relaying the situation of life you see in reality, not painted by political controversy, and not painted either by the way in which you see vicariously. You can make an objective opinion, perhaps, although try to paint it as an objective opinion, even though it may be slanted, perhaps because of the influence created by others around you, toward you. oh yes, I'll stand up and I'll speak eloquently on this person's behalf because they're going to give me £1 million or dollars or whatever currency it is you work in. Yes, you see. It may be, of course, rupees, in which case it won't be worth much at all.
Okay, so basically we're all creative, but we don't realize it. We're very creative in making things worse without realizing it, and we're also not very good at realizing that we can create good.
Yeah.
By using a different vibration, and I think vibration is the crucial word here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely so. Yeah.
We create a cozy home around us. Well, our homes. We try and create it without realizing it, so that it has a nice vibration. So basically, we want to come home. We feel cozy and warm in there. It feels good. But we don't tend to think about that being out in the wider world, or even the vibration around us that we live in and walk around in, like our auric field. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Fred. That's the point, really, that we're trying to raise here. It's about awareness of that vibration and the extent of it, how it creates ambience around you in your well-being state. That's why you'll find, perhaps, that that wildlife will be happier in your presence, purely and simply because of your cast behavior, the way that you send out your vibrational feelings through your auric field. Yes, by your spirit. That means that your spirit's actually having an impact to your physical life. Purely by doing that, when you connect, when you're meditating, when you begin to raise your vibration, you are observing certain patterns which is created in perhaps in your third eye, perhaps not. Perhaps it's actually something that you're seeing around you physically. And what you're seeing is, in fact, amplified through your own auric field. So if it may be something which is to do with the ambience of a place, and that you feel and understand the energy within that particular room, or perhaps it's just a field, perhaps it's a wood, a natural place of beauty, something which invokes a great deal of calm and love within you. Thank you, blessed God, for giving me this place, this energy, this light, this image around me that I can bathe in, that I can really become a part of. You see, it is so different if you react positively and beautifully to something which is constructive toward you. If you say those words of gratitude at that time, what is it doing to you? You're saying, you're mouthing the gratitude you feel. You are then creating this very caring environment within your very soul. Isn't that something, a treat, worth having, worth bringing out to the world? It isn't hearsay, it isn't something which is ridiculous, because it's just in your mind, it's not physical, but it is physical. That's what I'm saying. When you see someone, when you observe someone who is happy, who is feeling beautiful, who is feeling as though they have a good point of self-care, their affinity level rises with that energy. The vibration energy of that being rises. Therefore, people who look and observe that person are going to feel very warm and pleasant in their company. Just in the same way that you feel when you meet with someone who is of that energy. You will feel friendly toward them, a sense of well-being, and a sense of empathy, because your affinity of your own self-worth is something which is matched by theirs. And so your horizon of energy, of harmony, meets with them. And that's something which you sense through your auric field. Your spirit is telling you that. Oh, this is a lovely person. the energy coming from them. You may even observe it coming through their skin, if you're that physically well inclined to be able to observe those forms of image. And I'm not saying look for it. I'm just saying that sometimes these things can happen absent-mindedly. If you are aware, then you can sense and feel the vibration coming from someone, even if it's just a photograph, even if it's just an image that you see that someone else has taken of their life, of that life form. You can see and understand there is great well-being there because it illuminates their face.
Well, you can hear it in a voice too, can't you?
Absolutely.
You were saying earlier on.
Like Brian.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So basically, we can get a feel-good factor from people who are not sincere also.
Yes. If you believe the things that people say.
Well,
yes.
Exactly. Now, because I'm referring back to saying that we only maybe get an inkling of our worth when others tell us something good about ourselves that they appreciate about us, that they think is honourable or admirable or something.
Yes.
We can get that from people that aren't so sincere as well. And then we have to rely on our vibration and our intuitive state and our spirit to know the difference. And I think that's something as well that ties in with what you were saying about the way that we haven't got a voice anymore and how that we keep getting duped into believing certain things from people that aren't sincere, really.
Yes.
A lot of the time. If everybody was in tune with their spirit through meditation, then there is another way that would not happen.
That is very true, absolutely, because being of that vibration, of that ilk, if you are a person who is attracted to that and feels that intuitively within their life plan, it means that you are actually going to operate on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And you are on a different level. That's my point, really. So this is something which really closes in on this affinity with care of self. That's what's so important, that if you as a human being are absent-minded about your life, if you do not pay attention to the detail of your life, I know it's difficult. It's difficult to train the mind into doing that. Your spirit feels it, but you still let yourself down. You still make mistakes. And you feel then that that's like, it's as though you're revisiting the same water. But it's a dirty bath water now because you've revisited it so much. And actually what you feel as though is that you aren't cleansing yourself in this vibration, you're actually being muddied by it. And of course that's what happens because your vibration lowers because it's an area that you've constantly revisited. So you're not actually doing yourself any favors by doing this, by allowing this to happen. And yet the downward spiral seems to draw you in to that web of feeling. Perhaps because for some people, as I have said so often before, that they feel comfortable because it's a known environment. Sometimes putting oneself above the parapet of life is something which can actually be quite difficult for some people because they do not feel empowered. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't possibly stand up in front of a lot of people and talk about something. But that's, you see, part of my point, really, that you need to have the ingenuity and the possibility, the nuts and bolts of how this all fits together in order to feel comfortable about it. You aren't going to feel comfortable about it until you actually start doing it. That's why you need to relate to the voice you have within a self. You need to relate to the love within a self to be able to feel caring about who you are. Because if you don't, nobody else will. That's the situation you have to understand about yourself, because you have to, in a sense, look at it this way. If everybody in the world in the world in which you live is careless and doesn't even think about bringing service to others or being in gratitude for something that someone else has given to you. If you do not say, well, thank you for that sense of feeling, for that touch, for that emotion that you give me, thank you for your presence of life in my life, then that is something which is going to be disruptive to your nature and environment and to your very core well-being. This is why you as a physical being need to change your attitude about the conditions of self and how you present self in the field of your life.
So, how do we... Can you explain just a little about vibration for people? I know we've done programs on vibration before,
yes.
But for people that haven't, can you explain some other things about how it happens? What happens when you raise your vibration? How would somebody say, okay, I'm going to start raising my vibration on a concentrated effort on doing this as from tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Well, meditation is one thing, isn't it? We've talked about that in raising your vibration.
Is a key thing.
It's the key thing to do 20
yes.
minutes a day.
The major
possible.
Situation for your life, yes.
Yes. But there are other things. There are, like you were saying, there is being kind.
Yes. If you are kind and outgoing towards someone else, if you do something of service towards someone else, if it's just a simple kind deed, you will feel a difference in yourself. You will feel a more worthwhile approach to yourself. This will raise your vibration. Let's talk then about the vibration index. What is that? You don't necessarily feel yourself vibrate. You don't necessarily feel yourself do anything. But let me tell you, friends, every single one of you vibrates, and the reason why you do is that it is to do with your level of trust or your level of dignity. It is to do with your level of love that is within yourself. It is to do with your harmony. It is to do with your activity of life. All of these things have a different impact upon the vibration of your physical life and your spirit. Now, what this means is that, and what it actually is that you as a physical being, having physical life, you're breathing in and out, in and out, in and out. Your heart is doing pumping, pumping, pumping all the time, all the way around your body without you even thinking of it. All of this activity going on, going on. And what you are doing is, if you were in a vegetative state, you would just be lying there, disconnected. Disconnected on your consciousness to your physical state. Perhaps you may well be connected to your spirit, but that will be it. That will be the sequence of the vibration. And the vibration from your spirit to your consciousness will work, but from your consciousness to the outside physical world won't, simply because it's been disconnected. That means that a being would not have necessarily, at first glance, any energy coming from you as a physical being. You go to a hospital bed and feel the energy of someone who is in a permanent vegetative state, you will find it difficult to pick up what energy they are, simply because their spirit and consciousness are elsewhere. Yes, they're still within the physical framework. Metaphysically speaking, as you observe them, but in actual fact, they're in a different dimension. And that's why, possibly, you may not be able to feel them. However, for some people, when they're dipping in and out of this vegetative state, as is so very often the case, they're not in a permanent vegetative state, they're actually flitting backwards and forwards. And that from time to time, you may actually sense and understand the vibration as it comes through, and it will come through as a pulse.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, friend.
Who is this?
My name's Evelyn.
Kathleen?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello, Evelyn.
I was just listening to the show, and I was wondering, when your my husband passed away, and do our spirits stay connected?
Your husband passed away, and do your spirits stay connected?
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely, yes, my friend. When you think of your husband or anyone else, any other loved one who has passed, when you send your love toward them, they will be connected to you, and they will be around you. Now, I understand, my friend, this may be something of disquiet, because you may say, well, I send my love out because I am missing him, or because of this, because of that. And I send my love out, but I don't feel it reciprocated. I don't feel it come back. But that may be because you are trying too hard or whatever. It may be, quite simply, that he has other things to do. It doesn't mean to say that he has different communication skills. It doesn't mean to say that you aren't trying hard enough. But it may well be that the disconnectivity is because perhaps he has things to do to make up situations for his life. And that it will be, most probably, that he will visit with you when you are least expecting it. So when you are in that sensation of feeling that you are not really concentrating on anything, you're just perhaps daydreaming or something like that, or perhaps you're doing something else so your mind is not filled with the things and thoughts and feelings of the loved one you have missed. Then
do they send messages to us too then?
Sorry?
Can they send us messages too?
Can they send you messages?
Oh, yes, absolutely so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely so, my friend. It is to do with the vibration of love which allows this communication process to take place. And that is something which, obviously, of course, if you are missing him terribly on one day or another, or perhaps it's an anniversary or something, or perhaps it's just that you are missing him. And that is a situation, my love, that you can send out to him. However, I have to say, try not to be too draining on this situation. Don't be too intensive with it, because the situation is that if you allow him to understand that, yes, you're missing him, but you realize that his life is continuing wherever he is, and that is fine too. That's the point. You must understand, because that then allows him to be free having his life and still to retain the relationship with you. And that
right.
doesn't mean to say either, my friend, that if you wish to perhaps progress with your relationship, in other words, if you, after a specific time, if you wish to say, well, I need some other individual in my life, that doesn't mean to say that you've got to be feeling beholden to him and his memory either. I'm sure that if the right person is in that life, becomes in your life, then that will be something which he will realize that you need.
Mm-hmm. Do you get messages from them for other people or not?
We do not work with that situation purely and simply, my friend, because we are all about the individual. We try to bring caring understanding toward people's significant situations for themselves and for their own life plan, you see.
And how would I suggest, like, for, because we have two children and they're teenagers, how would I suggest to them to you know, get in touch with him and get messages? Is there a kind of something they could work on? Because I know they're having a hard time.
Oh, yes,
I've got 1 minute
yes,
left.
Yes, yes, yes. I do understand this, my dear friend. What they must do, what they really need to do, is to just take this time for themselves to be able to connect with him. I know they're grieving. The point is, my friend, that what they need to do is to transfer this into a situation of real of love. I know that they love him. I know that is the essence of thought. But the problem is, you see, that missing someone then creates negativity. And they have to try to get over that. Meditation will help immensely. It really will. And if you really wish to communicate further on this, my friend, I suggest that you write to our dear friends here so that is a communication process that can be set up for advice and that kind of thing on how they should deal with this situation.
Okay.
It is quite normal. I understand it.
We must go, Evelyn. It's the end of the show. Thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
Do get in touch, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
With love and light, Finn.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Yes. So, literally, we're...
Yes. Out of time,
yes.
I know.
Yes. But, well, that's been really good. And I think that, hopefully, it's again another way of progression, being creative. We're all creative. We have to remember we can all create good.
We are all creators,
yes.
No matter where we are, whether we're in the spirit world or in the physical life at this time.
Yeah.
Do not forget.
Okay.
Love is a mirror of self. Be the mirror of love.
Okay. Thank you very much,
God
Gregory.
Bless.
God bless. Okay, well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. Just like to mention our website again, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Do take a look and email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com for anything else. I'd like to say thank you so much for listening to the wonderful BBS Radio and joining us on Spirit's Work. My name is Sylvie Avery. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
This is Robert Lee Kemp, the host of the Mr. Destiny Radio Show here on BBSRadio.com. Tune in Monday nights on the late night section at 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. I want to invite you to come and listen in or participate in our lively and informative shows. Would you like to know something about your special destiny? How about your personal relationships or your finances? Are you thinking of moving but not sure when or if you should? Did you just meet somebody and want to know whether or not you are compatible? Would you like to know when you will meet somebody new or have more business success? Or would you like some help understanding your life and yourself? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I may have some answers for you. Tell me your birthday and I can reveal your secrets. Maybe even secrets that you don't even know. The system I use is described in my two books, Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, available in all major bookstores. Your birthday is the key to your birth card, and that card tells me everything about you. I invite you to come and learn more. I hope to see you then.
Each other off the shore.